So yesterday's morning message was, whew, it was a little out there. But here's the deal, my friend, is why not? Why not? If you're like me, you may have been playing it safe or playing small for way too long, worrying about what others may say, worrying about what others may think about you. And I want to dare these days. There is no holding back anymore. We are in this extraordinary time of the world. And why not put yourself out there completely in any way, in any creative expression? Why are you holding back? And I say that to you because I say it to me, right? If you have something to say, why not say it? Even if it is not fully formed. Even if, in fact, don't allow it to get fully formed. Because once we start forming and crafting and planning too much, that's when the discerning mind comes into play and starts to say, oh, don't go there, don't do that. They may say this, or who are you to say this, right? So why not just allow yourself the freedom to allow that creative expression to come through you completely? Now, you may not have a podcast, and that's okay. Where is your creative expression coming through? And can you start to practice being more daring in life? Why not? I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you the medium that you're going to do it, whether it's just being honest with your partner or your kids or your coworker. Yesterday, I actually stepped up and with two of my partners, I did something I don't normally do. And I really told them how I was feeling about a certain way that we were communicating. Oh my God, it felt so good. It felt so good. And you know what? Here's the thing. When you start to dare in one area of your life, it will snowball into all areas. You will start to admit to yourself what you need, what you want, how you want to be in the world. So dare away, my friends. Yesterday, the morning message was very ungrounded. It was very out there. It was very emergent. I didn't really plan on what I wanted to say, and I did that purposefully. And I'm just putting them out there. So how can you, every day, in some capacity, practice being more emergent, practice allowing words to come through you, or expression to come through you, whether it be with a pen or typewriter, look at me, computer, or anything? How can you step into the world and just be more emergent and present? Oh my gosh, let's do this together, right? Let's not hold back anymore. This world, if anything has come out of this pandemic, it is that we have no idea what's around the corner. And so why wait? Why wait for that perfect day to express yourself? Why wait for that perfect day to tell someone what you need from them or how you're feeling? This isn't being too bold. This is being present. And being a human being with this creative intelligence coming through you always. Whew. So, you know, I just recorded yesterday's morning message and I was like, when I stopped it, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Should I publish that? And I thought to myself, hell yeah. Hell yeah, you're going to publish it. Because who cares? Who cares? Really? If we're not going to dare putting ourselves out there in our most raw, unfiltered, unproduced way, then we will die with this beautiful expression inside of us. So there it is. Dare to be you. Dare to be you today. I can't wait to hear what you come up with. I can't wait to know. So please let me know. DM me on social media. I'm out there. Email me. Somehow, some way, engage with me. Let me know how you are daring to be you today, or how you dared to be you. That's it. That's all I have. Hey, Project Be Well, we are registering for September. We have 82 folks in our August program. We are rocking it. There are so many ways to engage in this wellness program that really integrates the gut-brain connection into all aspects of well-being. This is very unique, my friends. You know, I'm only doing stuff that's unique and emergent right now. So check it out in the show notes. There's a link, and that's all I have. Take care. Be well.